Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Show. Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I keep always forgetting lately to say talk show for some reason, and I keep getting messages about it. Yes, it is a talk show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is The Big Show. The Big Show, you found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very, very excited tonight because we have one of my favorite people in the whole wide world on with us tonight. Just a very good friend of mine and just an awesome, awesome person. Mrs. Allison Metal Babe Cohen. Allison, how are you?
Hey, Jamie. I'm so happy to be back on the show.
I'm happy that you're back. I tell you, Allison, I don't know how you do it. You're like the number one person in the LA rock scene. Well, really the whole rock scene, but specifically out in Hollywood there. You know everybody. You're out all the time. I don't know how you do it, man. And I couldn't keep up with your...
Yeah. You know, people ask me that all the time, and I don't really have a good answer other than, you know, I've got good genes. My mom, you know, she still jumps out of bed in the morning, tons of energy, and thank God I got that from her because I literally hardly sleep. I jump out of bed in the morning ready to take on the day. And, you know, I have my to-do list. I make things happen. I get my work done during the day so I can go out at night and, you know, support the music scene and the band.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I don't know if you ever knew that if I ever told you. So I was a club rat for, I tell people I went out one weekend and then came home about two decades later. And I did exactly what you're saying, except the getting out of bed early part. And now it's the opposite. I get out of bed early. I get everything done. And at 9:30, I'm an old man, Allison. I'm telling you, I'm ready to go to bed at 10 o'clock. It's not always the case, but I drink a lot of coffee, man. A lot of coffee. I gotta get on the healthy tip like you are. I know you, you eat right and exercise and do all that kind of stuff. I need to get on that, start doing more of that because I think it helps.
I will motivate you. I'm happy to because I, honest to God, don't even drink coffee. I will every now and then if it's cold and I'm in St. Louis over Christmas have a cup, you know, but it has to be spiked. That's the only way I'll even drink it. But aside from that, you know, I don't even drink coffee. But yes, you're right, you know, and I have recently posted about that. I'm, you know, vegetarian 18 years, try to work out 5 days a week. So, you know, I'm sure some of that contributes.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing. I'm very inspired by you. Always have been. I was thinking about it the other day. How long? We've been friends, what, about 4 years now? Three or four years, something like that?
I'm thinking like 4 years. Gosh, yeah, I was thinking about this, that. Yeah, and this is my fourth time on the show, so it's 4 years.
We
got to
get you on
year.
More than once a year. No, but
well,
we
you know,
do,
I was
ladies and gentlemen.
That.
We,
no, I was
oh, yeah, absolutely. No,
yeah,
I was going to
well,
say,
let me
we,
say why.
We
here's
have.
Why.
Okay.
Sorry. So here's why. So tonight, anybody who's listening, we're going to be playing some of the MBM music bands, and I picked five. Normally, we only play four, and I picked five.
Right.
So I squeezed an extra one in, but I have, you know, quite a few other bands that aren't going to get played tonight, and I feel bad. So we should have me on more often so we can get all my bands out there even more often, too. So that would be awesome.
Absolutely. I'm thinking like every 3 months or something, man. I am down for that.
and there's 12 songs
it.
A month. That we can play at least.
Yeah.
And then plus, you know, I send you all my bands for their individual interviews as well. But yeah, I'm in a 3 month plan. That's great. Everybody heard it live. So we have to stick to it.
That's right. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Yeah. And I wanted to say that, you know, we do a lot of these, Allison knows everybody in the rock scene and in the metal scene and whatnot. And a lot of my guests in that scene, our MBM folks, people that Allison brings to the show. And she's introduced me to so many cool bands that are just making, you know, incredible music. I was at a party, Allison, probably about a month or so ago. And some drunk idiot, you know, there's always a drunk idiot at a party. Used to be always me, but I haven't been getting that drunk lately. No, but some guy, he's like, you know, he heard what I did do with the show, and he's like, oh, well, you know, there hasn't been any good music since 1982. And I'm like, I get it, man. I get where you're coming from, but I talk to people 3 or 4 times a week that are making incredible music today. You know, you got to get out there and find out about them, you know? But you know, you can't argue with a drunk person. So I just moved along.
You know, right, like, you know, we all grew up in our decade of our favorite music, but no matter what, will be our favorite. But at some point, you have to expand. I mean, about probably 2004, I really expanded. Like, I grew up in 80s rock, and about the time I moved here, I became a diehard Ramones fan and David Bowie fan. Like, of course, I always knew them and liked them, but, like, I didn't love them. I didn't own everything by them. You know, I got into goth. Like, you know, I love prog metal. You know, I kind of, after, so there's only so much 80s that you can listen to, and, you know, there's so many genres, so many great types music, and like you said, new bands are, you know, coming out every day, and I'm glad you know, you and I can work together to get them heard.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's you know, and it's just, it's a fun journey, and people, I tell you, somebody I was really excited, or have been really excited about, one of your people that you introduced me to, Martin DeBarge, I think is what his last name is. I can't remember offhand.
Cantation, yes.
Yeah, Cantation. Well, I had him on because he had messaged me. Well, I had him on for Cantation, and we talked all about this and that. But recently, he had messaged me. He's like, I've got this new project I'm doing, and he sent it over, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is like Marilyn Manson, Nine Inch. I mean, totally different than what he was doing.
Yeah,
and
I've had
so
a
I had him on.
Of that, too.
Yeah, and it was just – we had this fascinating story about how he's like, yeah, I discovered industrial goth type stuff, you know, and here's a guy – you know, my age, maybe a little younger, but he's so excited. He's like a teenager discovering this whole, and I'm like, you know, I hope that happens when a lot of people hear these new acts we have on and stuff that they, cause I get excited about it. You know, I think it's pretty cool. You know, got one of the best jobs ever. But there are some cool things going on, and you bring this about. Tell everybody all the people that don't know how you got started in all this, because you grew up in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, I did.
And then you said, I'm heading west? What happened?
Well, you know, the
you
story, I say this all the time, but for whoever, you know, hasn't heard this yet, I swear, when I was 11 years old is when I really started getting into music. I went to my first concert and started listening to Poison and Motley Crue and hearing about Girls, Girls, Girls and the Sunset Strip and Hollywood. And I said when I was 11 years old, you know, to my friends in school, I'm going to move to Hollywood and I'm going to work with rock stars. And everybody made fun of me. And now I'm doing exactly what I said. So, I mean, I called it, you know, when I was a kid. And at that point, my parents, they were so supportive. I mean, they must have taken my family on vacations out here at least 6 times between 11 and 19. And then at 19, I started coming by myself. So I came out by myself probably 20 times. And, you know, a lot of times it was tied in with a fashion convention in Vegas as well. You know, so it's part business. I'd go to Vegas for work. So basically I'd come to L.A. for the weekend, drive to Vegas for the 4-day convention, and then go back to L.A. So I always look at Vegas as work. L.A. was where it was fun. And so, you know, I knew it all along.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I also knew, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, Poison, of course, has the Fallen Angels song about the girl who didn't make it. And I wanted to be the girl who did. So I decided do it right. I went to college. I got a bachelor's degree. I saved up money in my bank account. And once I felt, and I got an apartment and I got a job, actually Shrine, the goth clothing company that I used to buy from when I worked at a clothing store in St. Louis. I told them again at the Vegas convention, hey, I'm probably moving to LA in a couple of months. And they're like, hey, you want a job? So I literally drove into a $500 apartment, my first time living on my own, fully furnished, utilities included, friends in the, you know, friend from St. Louis hooked me up, and, you know, I had a great start, and I planned it right, and, you know, I worked with Shrine for a while, I'm still in contact with them, and, you know, one thing led to the next, as far as, you know, how I ended up here.
And boom. Now, how did you get, because you have this is fascinating to me, too, and you do them both well. You have two businesses, Metal Babe Mayhem, which is fashion. You have all kinds of fashion accessories for men and women. We have links, of course, up to the website, metalbaymayhem.com. We have all kinds of cool stuff over there. And the really cool thing is I see people wearing your stuff all the time in music videos and on stage shows and whatnot. It's pretty awesome. How did that business come about? Tell us a little bit about metalbaymayhem.com.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so appreciative to everybody who wears it and supports it. I mean, I was at a show just a few days ago, Saturday night, and I counted 7 different people who had on different shirts, too. I think
nice.
All 7 might be different. Do the same. But, you know, I really, really appreciate it, anybody who supports me in any way, even if they can't afford a shirt, you know, sharing a Facebook post or liking on Instagram, whatever it is. But let's see. So going back, Metal Babe Mayhem is 11 years old, and I pretty much, you know, it's like my baby. I pretty much did it by myself. You know, started with the first thing I ever came up with was the logo, the Lips and Bones logo that, you know, we called Metal Babe, you know. And I've said, too, everybody can be a Metal Babe, you know. It can be a guy, it can be a girl. And first thing was the logo. And then from there, I made my first guitar pick necklace. And then I made my first T-shirt. And Troy Patrick Farrell and Kenny Merrill, I will always be thankful for because they actually helped me. You know, there's so many minimums. I don't know, you know, how many people actually know this, but like you go to these conventions, like I mentioned in Vegas, and you walk up to somebody and you're like, hey, I want to make a T-shirt. What's your minimum? And they're like 5,000. And I'm like, what? You know, can I buy 25? And they're like, yeah, 5,000. You know, see you later. So, I mean, it took a lot of trial and error, you know, to finally find good T-shirt printers and good people to work with, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, as I say. But, you know, I persevered and I found great, you know, T-shirt printers. I found great graphic artists. And, you know, one thing led to the next. But, yeah, it all started with the guitar pick necklace and my first T-shirt with the Lips and Bones. And at this point, now 11 years later, I'm at, I think, about 26 different designs and over 400 products that I sell online. I set up at shows sometimes, you know, whenever there's like an 80s rock show. I did one in Florida in February, as you know. I did one in St. Louis, which is awesome because I hooked up with Blue October, which I was actually not familiar with at that point. But they're a huge, huge band. He's already wearing the brand new shirt on stage. Matt, the bass player, is awesome. But, you know, it's great just to, you know, kind of accidentally break into a new market like that just because I had a booth up at the show and he liked the shirt. I had no idea who he was. He told me he's in a band. I'm like, hey, I'll give you $5 off if you wear it on stage. And then I go to their Facebook, they have 800,000 fans. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. But, I mean, they're awesome. Matt and I are in contact. And, you know, he's wearing it out there, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he with the guitar pick and the T-shirt on the Metal Babe Mayhem side. And, you know, for anybody listening, we do T-shirts, tank tops, hoodies. And I do custom. So if you look at my website and you're like, hey, I like that, but I wanted a long sleeve T-shirt or a men's tank top or – you know, V-neck, whatever it is, just message me, you know. I'm approachable. I respond to everything and everybody pretty much right away because if I don't, I might forget. I probably, you know, don't really stop. So anybody who needs anything custom, you know, I'm always available for that.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
And then I do sell licensed products. I've got a bunch of licensed jewelry, such as earrings, necklaces, wrist cuffs from bands like Motorhead, Slayer, AC/DC, Five Finger Death Punch, Pink Floyd. We've got David Bowie, Blondie. So there's a ton of stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I've got a makeup line that I'm selling too. My clothing partner, Brooke Lewis, she actually hooked me up with that. And that's really new and it's really exciting because I've never done anything with makeup. And they have like this really cool rock and roll glitter palette that like it's got glue in it and it warms up and it lasts all night. And it's awesome. And on top of that, it's all vegan free, which is definitely bogus for me. So yeah, anybody who wants to check it out, it's metalbabemayhem.com.
That's awesome. That's so cool. I'm going to be telling Danny about the, I don't know why I'm going to, Allison. We have a guest room. My better half, ladies and gentlemen, is a makeup designer or artist. That's one of the things, one of the hats she wears. And you go into our guest room, I guess technically it's a guest room, but now see, I didn't know what a palette was till I hooked up with her. And yeah, there's hundreds and new palettes will come out. The other day she brought one up to me and she's like, check this out. It's a peanut butter and jelly palette and it smells like peanut. I'm like, I don't want to smell your makeup, but no, hey, it makes her happy. But yes, I'm sure she'll be getting a Metal Babe Mayhem palette. I know it.
And then, yeah, we have eyelashes that are actually, and I don't know how much you know about eyelashes through Danny or not, but normally, you know, you kind of wear them once or twice and that's it. The eyelashes that we're selling, you can wear 40 times. And they're, again, you know, vegan and animal cruelty free. So it's a great company. I'm really happy that Brooke connected us. We should have some photos coming out sometime soon. That's my t-shirts and the makeup as well. So yes, we definitely need to get some of this into Danny's hands.
Oh, I'm telling you. And then there's other products as well we're going to talk about in a minute. But I want to play a track real quick before we get into that, because that's going to be a whole conversation, I assume. I'm talking about your bridal stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that's happening
yes,
in my
we'll
life.
We'll follow back with that.
Not officially, ladies and gentlemen. Don't send me emails yet. What should we play first? We've got five tracks that you've picked out. Now, these are all bands that have all been on the show and whatnot. Fantastic acts and whatnot. What should we start out with, Allison?
Bob Z with Petro, and the song is called Socially Awkward.
Oh, it's fantastic. Here it is. Man, that was a fun show when he was on, too. I was laughing the entire time. Here it is, Bob Z with Petro, Socially Awkward.
Say I'm not so attractive. Only a mother could love this thing.
I'm telling you, folks, Bob D with Petro, socially awkward. Oh, man. And, of course, all these acts you can find, if you go through my archives, they've all been on the show several times. But all really, really cool. Allison always brings me cool guests. Just fantastic. Now, Allison, before we left.
Thank you.
Before we play that. Yeah. I want to mention, you have a very cool new clothing line you just launched. And everybody, I'm telling you, people are going to love this. People are going to love it. Tell us about this. You and Brooke Lewis got this going. And what is this?
So Brooke and I have been working together now for close to 2 years. Brooke Lewis, she's an amazing actress. And we came out with a Rock Your Hot Mess clothing line. And she got engaged, I think it was right at the beginning of January. And we decided to take our Rock Your Hot Mess clothing line to the next level. And so we turned it into bridal Rock Your Hot Mess. So now what we're looking at doing is having a whole bridal line, a few different options. So basically, if you're having a bachelorette party, you can get shirts for everybody attending. So there are Rock Your Hot Mess for the bride, for the maid of honor, the bride-to-be. And we've got, you know, different variations, black and white, long sleeve short, and it's been doing great. It's just such a great concept, and it's a whole new niche. So we've been into the bridal line. But now we've decided to go ahead and step it up a notch, and we went to plus sizes, which is something that I've never really done before. You know, I've done special orders, as I said earlier. You know, we can do custom, but I've never had an actual plus size line. And this is something that both Brooke and I felt was important. You know, there's like, I actually saw the statistics just 2 days ago, that 68% of women are size 14 and over. So it's like really, you know, a big market that we have not touched at all.
Right.
And so we decided we wanted to add it in. So now we're super excited. We put out the press release and we're talking to some brand ambassadors. We've got one on the East Coast and one here in LA that are going to actively, you know, be out there representing. One of them does a vlog. You know, video blog, and I'm super excited. I'm meeting with them next week. You'll all see the announcements and the videos and the photos if everything goes as I hope, but it's super exciting. It's brand new for us because, you know, she's worked in the horror film industry. You know, I worked in rock and roll and music. Now all of a sudden we're getting into bridal and plus line, so it's brand new, and it's niche, and it's not, you know, just rock and roll or horror films, so I feel like it's going to be, you know, opening some doors for us. So anybody listening, if you're getting married, if you know somebody's getting married, if you're throwing a bachelorette party for somebody, and if they are a plus size, we have a whole line for you. It's the Bridal Rock Your Hot Mess line, and it's all on MetalBabeMayhem.com.
That's fantastic. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Ram Summer Clearance event is here, and it's time to get to work. And working hard will build you a reputation, something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. You'll see it for yourself with the largest available touchscreen in its class. Hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance event for a great deal and get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us.
Class based on light-duty pickups. Visit www.ramtrucks.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Let's do another track, Allison. Let's do another track while we catch our breath a little bit here. What direction should we go with next? We've got Bad Boy Eddie, Generation Mangle, Lit Soul, and Riot. Which room do you want to go into?
Well, I'd like to go to Generation Mangled, and then after we play the song, I would like to announce a special promotion that we've barely even leaked about that's super awesome about their upcoming show. So let's do that, and this is a self-titled track, and it's called Generation Mangled.
Here it is, folks.
Generation Mangle!
Generation Mangled. Man, what a good track. That was the title track. Allison, now you had mentioned something about them before we played the track. What's going on with Generation Mangled?
So first of all, I'd like to say, I didn't actually post about this yet, but I hung out with Generation Mangled last night. I basically had my own private concert. I was at the rehearsal. It was so awesome. I heard some of the songs from their EP. I heard two brand new songs that are going to be on their next EP. We hung out afterwards, you know, talked about taking over the world, as I pretty much did most of my conversations. We had a great time, and I'm really happy that, you know, we're working together. They're a great new band. And now for the promotion, for anybody who is in the Los Angeles area, they are playing August 17th at the Canyon in Santa Clarita. So
nice.
Most of you know, there's kind of a family of those clubs, the Saban and the Canyon Club. So this is the one that's in Santa Clarita. They are opening for a Journey tribute band. It's called the Don't Stop Believing. So it's DSB Journey is the band. Hmm. They are playing with them August 17th. So basically what we're doing as a special promotion that we're really pretty much announcing here on Pop Rocks for the first, if you go to iTunes, you type in Generation Mangled and you buy one song. That's all you have to do is buy one song for 99 cents. You can hit play. You can listen to them. You can buy Generation Mangled since you just heard it and it was awesome. But all you have to do is buy one song and we will give you a free ticket to the show.
Wow. Wow. How about that? So, you know, a buck and you get in free. You can't beat that.
Mm-hmm. I know if you were closer, Jamie. I know you would be here.
I would. Oh, my gosh. They'd roll me in one of those Hannibal Lecter outfits or something. It would be fantastic. No, they're a really good band.
Yeah,
I really
so
like them
promotion.
A lot. That's a great
and
promotion.
The main thing, yeah, $1, like you said. And the main thing, though, because the way things work, I don't need to get into details, but we do not know immediately when you buy the song. So anybody who goes to iTunes, type in Generation Mangled, buy one song, buy the whole album if you feel compelled and you want to get an awesome album. But either way, if you buy anything from Generation Mangled on iTunes, message me on my Facebook. If you're listening to this, you know who I am. You know how to find me through Jamie if you don't know already. So find me on Facebook and message me that you bought it, and we will leave your ticket at will call.
That's
and there's
fantastic.
Only 14,
yeah.
By the way. I have to say that, too. There's only 14. So basically, the first 14 people to buy the song get it, and that's all we're giving away. So that's it. So 14 limited tickets for 99 cents a piece. So anybody who's on their computers, go to iTunes right now.
Absolutely. What a deal. What a deal. Oh, man, that's fantastic. I can't believe it. Allison, you're not going to make any money giving all this stuff away. Like, no, I'm kidding.
But we're going to meet new fans who are going to see their music.
That's right.
And that's even
more. Now, Allison brings up a good point, ladies and gentlemen. She is very – because she's been doing this. And, man, she hangs out with all these people. And she's smart as a whip, very extremely business savvy. And I believe it was last year – or maybe even earlier this year, you started this new venture, MBM Music LLC. You partnered up with Chris Mulford, right? And tell us
exactly.
About this. What is this? What is? Because this is very exciting to me. I when I first heard about this, I was like, brilliant, brilliant, needs to happen. Tell
Thank
us
you.
About it. Absolutely.
So as you guys know, I made them 11 years ago, and a music fan and a rock journalist and, you know, a go-getter who loves to do 10 million things at once and has trouble saying no, which I am getting better at. I was doing a ton of things aside from selling clothing. I was, you know, can you book the show? Can you manage my band? Can you promote my show? Can you find me a graphic artist? You know, can you interview me? Can you review me? Whatever it was, you know, I mean, it's endless, you know, the requests that I get, you know, and I have been getting and I still get. So basically, I decided to separate Metal Babe Mayhem into two companies. So I am basically keeping Metal Babe Mayhem, focusing on clothing. I still put all my interviews and reviews up there, so it's added bonus for any of the new MBM bands. I still do a monthly playlist there, which also goes in MBM Music. But the idea was, and as you mentioned, Jamie, I partnered with Chris Mulford. We found each other on an online site and instantly connected and shared a vision. Basically spoke 1 hour a week for 6 months to put the plan together. We officially launched October of last year. So we're at 9 months already, which is pretty exciting. And what we do is subscription services. So Jamie, just say for instance, you know, of course we cross promote and I've got your, you know, your banners on my page. But say that you're like, hey, I want to be a member of Metal, you know, Ambient Music. What we would do for you is give you your own webpage. That's the first step. So it would be mbmmusicllc.com/ Steamy Rocks or Pop Rocks, whatever you chose. And then we give you your website. And then from there, you have your own unique URL you can share. A lot of businesses, whether you're a band, a vendor, independent company, don't actually have a website. And it's really important. I mean, I don't need to get into details now, but aside from social media, having an actual website is important. So the first thing we do is that. And there's three different options. First one only starts at $30 a month. And we, you know, depending on what you choose, we set up interviews, reviews, press releases, radio play, graphic design, you know, proofreading. The list goes on and on. So most important thing, though, is we figure out what's good for you. And we're not just a company that's going to take on anybody. You know, we make sure, like, I can say every band that's on my website and that we only have three vendors right now. Every band and three vendors, I believe in them. I support them. I listen to them. I buy from them. I shop from them. I support them. I have some band, you know, that has some, you know, crappy recording and, you know, songs that aren't, you know, not even worth listening to. I'm not going to bring them on. They can give me all the money in the world, but it's not worth it. So to me, you know, we have six core values that are really important. We ask, you know, anybody we work with to sign off on. We believe in, you know, honesty and communication. And, you know, we've got this whole list of, you know, things that are important to us. So we only work with people we really, really like. And so far, it's so good, you know. And now you're working with most of the people that I'm working with, Jamie. But, that's the basic idea. So that website is mbmmusicllc.com. And you can go there. You can learn about our bands. Actually, while I have the floor, I'm super, super, super excited that Highball Music, who is our record label partner, they just brought on, and you know them, Jamie. I don't know if you saw today, is they just brought on Prophets of Addiction today.
Really?
Like, I wish I had a bunch of applause. I'm so excited. You know, I kind of was talking, you know, talking it up, trying, doing everything I could to make this happen, and it just happened today. They just announced it. They just shot the video that I actually went with Prophets of Addiction to Hollywood Boulevard and, you know, shot, you know, I didn't shoot the camera. I was the one in charge of the hit and the stop and the play and the music, but I'm so happy. Prophets of Addiction has been, Leslie, I should say, has been one of my favorite vocalists for almost 20 years, and I'm so happy to have a new band on Highball Music, but I will be now working with even closer, so we'll have to do some more Prophets of Addiction stuff together.
Absolutely.
But yes, I'm excited about
absolutely.
That. Tangents, but I'm super excited.
Oh, I'm very excited myself. That is great news. Wow. And, you know, the MBM Music LLC, folks, I got to tell you, and I don't want to let too many of the biz secrets out on how it works, but I tell you, subscription service is brilliant. Brilliant. $30 a month. A lot of these PR firms charge hundreds and hundreds, if not $1,000 a month. And that's why a lot of bands don't use them. Because they just don't have that ready cash sitting around. You know what I mean? They're using money for studio time and trying to make videos and what have you, you know? And this is a brilliant way to do that. So if you're in a band or you got a creative project you're doing or whatnot, this is a good service to get involved with. That's what I'm saying. And we have a link up, mbmmusicllc.com. Get over there and sign up on that. Check out their, like their Facebook page and whatnot as well, their social media.
Instagram and Twitter too.
That's right. That's right. Instagram. I'm not on Twitter as much as I need to be. And I try to do Instagram as much as I can. I'm an old man, but I'm trying. I'm trying. And you know what? If I signed up with MBM Music, they would help me with that. You know, so
you're right.
There you go.
We do pretty much the way I do it. Everything that I get tagged in or that gets posted on my page, I share. So, I mean, that's extra added bonus. And on my, and I have three Allison pages, an MBM Music page, and a Metal Babe Mayhem page on Facebook, plus two Instagrams, plus two Twitter. So there's a lot of sharing out there.
I'm telling you. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Let's play another track, Allison.
I agree.
Oh, man, this is awesome. Can we go with
Ryan.
Bad Boy? Hey, you want to do Ryan?
Let's do Ryan.
Ryan's a fantastic band. Man, I had fun on their show, too, when they were on. All these bands were just great. Here it is, folks. This is Riot Dregs. Check this out.
I'm
folks, there it is, Riot Dregs. Now, me and Allison were talking a little bit off the air. Allison's got some big news about Riot.
Yes, I do. So Riot, as we've been saying, is another band I've been working with through ambient music. I actually met the singer Robert Cruz through Stephen Venray from the band Venray, who we will mention a little later.
Wow.
And the night we met him, he played us some demo songs. I mean, this was, you know, a while back, last year sometime. And it's so funny because so we literally sat in his car. He played us some demo songs. And there was one song, the one that we just played, Dregs, that I was in love with. Like, oh, my God, this song is amazing. I love this. And then there was a different song that had a totally different vibe that my husband was there, too. He was like, wow, I love this. And I'm like, you have great variety. You're going to go far because you're going to appeal to so many audiences. And that's exactly what they're doing. They just went on a tour. They played L.A. here. I booked them their shows here in L.A. They went on a tour, and they are already getting ready to go on another tour. So for anybody who is in New Mexico or Texas, save the date. Keep posted
right
to MBM Music LLC and Riot. Everyone on social media. Their tour starts November 2nd through the 10th. So far, they're playing Albuquerque, Amarillo, San Antonio, Laredo, and Deep Alum. Hopefully, I said those right.
Nice.
But some Texas and New Mexico dates coming up in November. So keep posted. If you're in the area, go. They're so awesome. I've seen them now 3 times in LA, and such a great show. And on top of that, they are putting out a second EP on October 1st called Lock Lovin'. So keep posted for that.
Nice. Nice. Very, very cool. I can't wait. And that means I'll have, chances are I'll probably have them on the show again. And that is,
yes,
they are so cool. So much fun to talk to. And just crazy, you know, just crazy. And I and in a good way, I mean, a lot of fun.
Let me just say this. I almost said this a minute ago, but the singer, Robert, he also plays bass. They're 3-piece. And the last show that they played at Skinny's, he was rocking so hard and jumping up in the air and just getting so crazy. His bass head stuck into the ceiling. Like, literally, I hope nobody at Skinny's is going to get in trouble now, but it literally poked a hole in the ceiling. And then he had, like, this shit look on his face, you know? And that's crazy. Stage show. I mean, really, he's going to be enough to poke their ceiling, but he did it, and I saw it. So, yes, they're crazy in a good way.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Something I noticed, too, reversing gears a little bit, speaking of crazy cool, I really like your and I just want to say, you know me, I'm a painter. I really like relate to graphics and whatnot. You got a new graphic design. I know you were saying you have, like, I don't know, 30 or something like that. This is a new one, the Take a Bite design. That kicks ass, Allison. That's very, very cool.
It's so awesome. We need to get you one.
I'm telling you. I'm
yes.
telling you. It's
fantastic. Thank you for bringing that up. It's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. I noticed it. I was looking at the page.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, you know, the show I was at Saturday, I counted the 7 people wearing the shirts. One of them was the band Brute Force, the drummer, Ron. He bought the shirt for me that night and wore it on stage. Oh, and the first person to wear it on stage was Colby from Hollowed Vamp. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking all guns. Hollowed Roses. Hollowed Roses, Colby,
wow.
Guns N' Roses tribute band. He wore it on stage a few weeks prior, and he was the first one to ever wear it on stage. And it's getting such a great response. So, yeah, like Jamie said, anybody go to the website. We've got it on the front page. It's called Take a Bite. It's the lips and bones, but it's really awesome. Stephen Talbot designed it for me, and it's got splatters.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, creativity, and it's one of
cool.
the best designs we've ever had.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, man. Let's play. I think next we got to go with Bad Boy Eddie. She spits
yes,
venom. That was a fun show, too. Here it is, folks. We'll talk a little bit about it after we play it. So check this out. Bad Boy Eddie. She spits venom.
Yeah! Come on! Yeah.
She Spits Venom. What a track. What a track. I like them, Allison. They, again, another fun band. Another fun, crazy band.
You
they're
know,
out of San Francisco
are,
area,
you know,
right?
Yes, and you know what's so awesome is they're actually coming to town tomorrow. They're going to be here tomorrow, Friday night. They're going to be supporting Pretty Boy Floyd. Not, I mean, supporting, but I mean, like, actually going to the show, you know, and supporting the band, Pretty Boy Floyd, tomorrow night. And then they play Saturday at Crew Fest. So, next up here, are you familiar with Crew Fest?
Oh, yeah.
You
that's
are,
the
okay.
big thing.
So, tribute, you know, basically, so, it's a benefit show for a cancer foundation that was started when, you know, for Vince Neil's daughter, Skylar, who passed away at 4. So, that's kind of how the whole foundation started. So, it's been going on quite a while. I've got some friends. I was actually with today. Hi, Susie. As of today, who are organizers as part of the team, but they play Crew Fest. So basically, on Saturday, I'm going to be at Crew Fest, and Bad Boy Eddie is coming out and playing, which I'm super excited about. And also on the bill, we have Villains Union. I've worked with Tony West for quite a few years now, and they haven't played in a little while, so it's going to be awesome to have them back. LA Story is another band that I really, really like a lot. They changed up their show a lot. You know, sometimes they wear a mask. They're awesome. Night Rain, kind of think they're from Norway. Guessing. I know it's somewhere near there. I've interviewed them before. Babe. So anyways, Bad Boy Eddie is going to play Crew Fest this Saturday at the Whiskey. So if you are in the LA Hollywood area, come out and support.
Nice. Now, speaking of getting out and supporting, I know, because I have a note right here in front of me, Allison. You got to get out of here. Thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it, but I know you got to run. What are you doing tonight?
Yes, and can we tell tell everybody why I have to run. I have to run because Lit Soul is playing the Whiskey at 9 o'clock. So we all know Lit Soul. I think Rob Stavell has been on your show twice, if I'm right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, yeah, they have a new album out, Your Crusade. They have a new video, You Bless My Eyes With Your Cruelty, that Matt Zine did. And they are playing tonight at the Whiskey. It's going to be a fun show tonight. Like I said, I was off the air, but the Fan 13 Sky, I've been in 18 years. I'm excited to see them.
Nice.
Fender, Motorblown, some great bands there. And then I'll be running across the street to catch the Gravity of a Haze. I'll be running back and forth. So you should swim, you know, me running back and forth all night. I'm between the Whiskey and the Viper all night. The Ignite ahead of me. And, of course, I have to go to the Rainbow at some point. But, yeah, I would love to close out the show with Lit Soul. But before, let's do a last-minute plug on the website, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Go, girl, go. You got it.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, so we talked about both Metal Babe Mayhem and MBM Music. So thank you to everybody who's listened tonight. Thank you to everybody who downloads on iTunes, listens on Pop Rocks, and listens on my websites as well. Jamie and I both really appreciate you all. And thank you for everybody who supports me. And you know, even if it's a share, you don't have to spend money to support. You know, you can share Jamie Rock's website, his paintings, you know, anything that
Absolutely.
He does, anything that I do. Even if you don't have the money to help and buy and, you know, get a painting or a t-shirt, you can still help. So we appreciate everything you do. I know, you know, I do from the bottom of my heart. And
me too. Me too.
Oh, Allison. You're awesome. We're doing this every 3 months now.
Girl.
It's
just cooler. We are. Let's definitely. It's a date. Every 3 months, it's going to happen. I have so much fun.
Exactly.
Well, go have fun tonight, and you know, best to the gang. I know you'll be hanging out with a lot of people. To everybody, I said hi, and I'm
yes,
very jealous.
Yes, I will. And you will be with us in spirit, and you know I will go Facebook
That's
live.
Right.
At least a few times tonight.
Oh, nice.
You can watch tonight, and it's later or tomorrow. And anybody listening, please visit MetalBabeMayhem.com and MBMMusicLLC.com. And that's all I have, so I'm ready to close out with Lit Soul, You Bless My Eyes With Your Cruelty. And come see us at the Whiskey tonight if you're in L.A. You have time, and it's free. I don't think I said free earlier, but it is free. That's rare for the Whiskey, so I guess Tuesdays are free also. But tonight is free, and it's not Tuesday, so come see us.
Nice. Here it is, everybody. Lit Soul. Have fun, Allison.
Thank you, Jamie.
We'll be right back.
What a show. What a show. That was Lit Soul, man. What a great band. Allison herself is, you know, running down the street in her high heels to the big Lit Soul show tonight at the Whiskey. And she'll be over at the Viper Room as well for the Gabba Gabba Hay show. Back and forth between the two. I'm telling you. And that's Allison Metal Babe Cohen's life every night, man. Every night. I'm very, very inspired. I couldn't do it, ladies and gentlemen. Well, maybe I could. Well, it's very, very cool. Man, I have a fun time. And absolutely, I know it sounded like we were joking around, but I'm telling you, no, we're going to be doing this every 3 months now. It'll be a definite party here on Pop Rocks Radio. We'll have Allison on, and we'll feature some cool bands and whatnot, and talk about what's happening, and that'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of fun. That was a good idea, and we're going to do it. So very, very cool. Of course, tonight's show will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media portals and platforms and all that, and including for free on Apple Podcast. So look for that. That'll be happening very soon. We'll get that out there and posted and whatnot. If you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. Hit that rating and share button. We really, really appreciate that. Keeps us up at the top of the page, baby. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Once again, get over there to metalbabemayhem.com. And if you've got a creative project going, you know, you're in a band or something, you got an indie film or something, you need help on the PR side of things, you can't beat the deal they got over at mbmmusicllc.com. Man, it's a cool thing. You sign up for the subscription and they take care of everything. And that's a cool thing. So check that out too. Very, very cool. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight, folks. We're out of here. We will be back tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening, we've got a very cool R&B EBM musician on tomorrow night. That I'm really excited about. He's got some new stuff and he's just kind of getting going, and it's just very exciting. Charlie Corman's going to be on tomorrow. So if you're into R&B and you know, pop, EBM, that type of thing, that might be you know, you'll probably dig this a lot. Very, very cool stuff. And then we've got a lot of cool people next week as well. We post our new the following week on my website, poprocksradio.com or jamierocks.us. And every Sunday we post the following week, the following 2 weeks, actually. And so you can see who's coming up and whatnot. Lots happening. I was just looking at our calendar. And man, we're almost booked up through September now. So it is just crazy. It just keeps going. And earlier this week, we celebrated our 4-year anniversary. Very, very cool. Very exciting about that. So nice. We're out of here. Have a great night, everybody. And like Allison said, if you're in LA, get over to the Whiskey or the Viper Room tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Talk to everybody tomorrow. Have a great one. We'll see you then. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited. For broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.